Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
problem. I want to get ready. I play well. You talk about the war over the bottom. And we were talking about that. And they are praying for Sister Mueller up in Minnesota. Sister Freddie lost her grandson. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I'm praying for you, Sister Adrian, also Sister Miria, that you lost your mother over the night. And I want to tell you, I was there. I prayed with Mother Bass. And Mother Bass said, Bishop, I'm ready to go. And when somebody said they're ready to go, they got connection. She's ancestor now. I want to tell that family, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. But you, can you see that all over the world, destruction going on, and you got to take time out and get your life together because death falling all the way around us. See what's happening over east, over west, what's happening across the world. And really, we don't have nothing to do with it, but we do have something to do with it because we are men and women of God, and we are the most sensitive people in the world. And, you know, one lady called me, said, Bishop, I'm white folks fighting. Yeah, that's white folks fight, but there's still human life. And you got to be able, you love your dog, your cat, you got to love human life. I don't care how much evil that they put down, you got to be a sense enough to call on the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. I'm praying for you, you and you. And I was on YouTube earlier, and I'm going to play that a little later on in the service, that what we said on YouTube about your economic development. I mean, Biden's on 13.6 billion dollars over there. And they said, well, that's bad. Well, I'm saying this. Do for yourself first. Clean up your own house before you help somebody else's house. And your house is falling. And you got gas prices up high. You got people can't go to the grocery store. People sleeping outdoors. That money could have helped. And I ain't saying don't give them no money. But you got all them other countries. You know, because you but take care of your own house first. I'm talking to the Democrats and the Republicans. Take care of your, look at people. Sleep under the bridge in Detroit. Sleep under the bridge in Chicago. Go up to California, Los Angeles, under the bridges. Go up to Portland. They're sleeping out in the street, in the woods. And we're the richest country in the world. We must take care of our own. Let me say it again. We must take care of our own. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for those that lost loved ones, those that are in the midst of losing mama, sister, brother. And we got to be better. Because where they're kidding, well, you got two white folks fighting about their problem. Black on black is killing each other in Detroit, Chicago, Mississippi for nothing. Mind all messed up. The kids gone down to Florida. They got five or six of them OD'd on cocaine and some other drugs because they got privilege. They don't know about mom and dad that worked in the cotton field down in Mississippi, or worked in the sugarcane field down in Louisiana, worked in the back. But they don't know about that. They're going to college. And, you know, and what I'm saying, all this 360-degree circle was happening. You got young folks don't want to go to school. You got them to go to school, and when they go to school, they don't do nothing. So all of this is coming 360 degrees, is coming around. What goes around, come around. What I'm saying this morning, on this Sunday morning, which is the 13th, happy birthday to you right down in Monroe, Hope's Beauty Salon. God bless you, and happy birthday to you. You know I wasn't going to say it. Happy birthday to all them who got birthdays today. Happy birthday to you. You know, and those that got death in the family, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot hear. We got some going to be ancestors. We got some that are coming back to work for you and me. So you got to get ready what God is speaking, what the ancestors is speaking to you and me. You know, all the week, Sister Mary from Detroit, been reading the 23rd number song every night, 23rd number song. She said, bitch, what you read? I want them to understand the Lord is my shepherd. You got to grasp that. You got to hold on to it. You got people in this country that's in jail, political prisoners. You got people that's going to jail because crooked judges, crooked policemen, crooked judicial system, no justice, no peace. This happening. So God is sending storms and floods, and he ain't stopped. You can say what you want to. You run into the doctor, getting all kind of pills, all that. Now the meat is messed up. They say you can't buy no meat. All the chicken got this wine, got some kind of virus. God's trying to get your attention, man. And that's what Regina always said to me, saying that God's trying to get your attention. If God trying to get your answer, God trying to get your attention, some of you ain't waking up. If God trying to get your attention, see the storm, the flood, had fire down in Florida. They had snow in Memphis, Tennessee, snow all down through Arkansas, to Louisiana, all up in Arkansas. They had snow. It never snowed down there like that. God is trying to get the attention of these people in power not doing what they're supposed to do. Well, you said, Bishop, what you want me to do? I want you to be motivated and know God is God, and I want you to know that God's going to bless you in spite of people hungry, in spite of people don't have no job, in spite of people that don't know what to do. You know, my thing is tonight and today, on this March, which St. Michael is the angel of this month, Archangel Michael, and his job is to fight evil. Michael, Raphael, Babiel, Hamiel, these are angels that God dispatched from the presence of God to make it better for you and me. Satan is evil. And you got to understand what's going on with me, that people have been saying, here's young men, strong men, want to snort cocaine and lace with some other stuff. And it's killing them. The guy that gave them mouth-to-mouth, he got sick. It's so deadly. These weren't white boys. These black boys trying to live that life, trying to live that luxury life. You better come on back down to earth and know that your mama and daddy and ancestors were slaves, and they got here in this country, and they still being slaves, and we still being crossed up and messed up. Prayer, this God Almighty, change things. Prayer, change things. The dope, the alcohol, the drugs, that's part of the devil too, in order to take you out, man. It's going to take you out. You're trying to look good, smell good, and you're dying. Your children ain't going to be here. You shooting down the doctors, the lawyers. You jacking a car, and you see what over in Boston, cars all burn up. One bomb. You're jacking car. Young lady got killed at the gas station getting gas because of two brothers' minds, all this started and twisted. Thieves, dumb robbers, dumb. No education. And get education and you turn homosexual. Woo! Good God Almighty. You get that read, you started twisted and twisted, but you're going to hell. Romans 1:26, I turn you over to a reprobate mind for doing that which is unseemly, and you're doing that to yourself. That's the Bible. Some of you don't read the Bible, but I'm going to give it to you this morning. All is well. I want to say to you, Sister Adrian, I pray with your mother. Mildred, I pray with your mother. And I want to tell all of y'all that there's no sorrow on earth that heaven tonight. I pray for the family. And mother told me, said, Bishop, I'm ready to go. When somebody had made their mind up to cross over to go to the other side, you got to let them go. They see something better, okay? Now, just think about what's going on and all the people dying and they're trying to get in. And the our government, that's Republican, Democrat, $13.6 billion money. Them people don't need no money. Them people need somebody to stop the evil by even putting on them. That the evil that the president putting on them over there from Russia. That money could be spent in Detroit, in Chicago. That money could be spent finding homes. People, that money could be spent to help the homeless. That money could be spent costing stores for gas, paying $5 or $7 gas to come out the Russian cars. Nuh-uh. If you're taking taxpayers' money, giving it to somebody else, that ain't right. And who's feeling the pain? The people in America feeling the pain. Preachers ain't going to preach this. They're going to tell you God's going to be good to you. The truth is the truth. And the reality is the reality. Look around. You go to the store, ain't nothing on the shelf. The gas in the car going up, the diesel going up. So guys get in the truck to bring some, you got to pay more. So how can you send 13.6 billion? We just come out of a 20-year war where we spend we spend $20 trillion over there in that war. And we brought them people over here. But now we're sending money somewhere else. I know you don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. God bless you. Every day, I just want to share that with you. I want this morning God to touch you. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's what David said. Yet though I walk through the valley, shadow of death. We're going to live in spite of, but some of you, you're so twisted. You don't want to get untwisted. You want to stay twisted. You know, some of you are alcoholic and you don't want to say, well, I need to put this down. I need to put the cane down. I need to put this down. The boy went to jail for lying. He lied. But Trump lied. You know, what I'm saying, what's good for the gambler, good for the Duke. America been lying to us for the longest. We ain't got reparations yet. So we living in a country where it's full of lies. So you can put one man in jail for lying. The whole country needs to go to jail for lying. They promised our ancestors 40 acres on me, reparation. Now, that money that they never did pay, y'all ain't going to hear me this morning. I know you don't want to hear it. The people in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Black Wall Street, they killed 300. They never got reparation. But you can send 13, and this is the Black administration. Black folk put Biden in. You ain't thinking about what happened to Black folks in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and what happened to Black folks right in Chicago, Detroit, New York, all across the country. We got people here that can't make it. They're sleeping under the bridges. You know, and this is the bad thing about it. Somebody got to step up and speak up. Jesse Jackson sent a letter to the judge and said, judge, give him a play. Samuel Jackson sent a letter to the judge and said, give him a play. We know he's real retarded. And then the NAAP sent a letter. You know what the judge said? I ain't listened to nothing y'all said. He's racist as he can be. He's going to chastise somebody. He needs to chastise the system that he in with his homosexual self. See what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Black man, you got to stand up. Black woman, you got to stand up and be yourself. Stop going into left and right and be the man you ought to be. Be the woman you ought to be. Stop letting people carry you into something that you don't supposed to be. I got to go back to Ann. God is trying to get your attention. That was what Ann used to say. She's in the spirit world, but she told her daughter, God is trying to get you people attention. I want to say that with her. God's trying to get people attention. And Prophet Johnson said, in all that way, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. What I'm saying, when you acknowledge God, God's going to take you to that next level. Some of you are so in love with men. You know, I know one lady put all her children out for the man. So the man left her with a white woman. She crying, don't come to me with that. You done left your family because of a man. You're trying to lose weight. One lady calls her husband and says she's too fat. She lost weight and she got cancer. What? Be yours. If you're fat, my grandmother used to say, I'm fat and fine. I'm skinny and fine. I'm tall and fine. I'm short and fine. I'm black. I'm fine. You got to determine who you is, what you is, and know that God got something for you. In all that ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. But do you want it? Do you want to sacrifice? You need a financial blessing. No, some of you said, well, I can't make it. But I'm praying for you. So, Amilta up in Minnesota lost your nephew. Sam, I'm praying for you. Lost your nephew. And Mother Freddie, God bless you. I see you come out. And I want Sister Lowry praying for you. And Sister Lowry is sitting on George Floyd Square. She sat there every day. She says, I'm the watchman. And I'm praying for you, Sister Lowry. And I talked to your sister, and I want to tell her all is well. And Sister Lowry, God has blessed you to come out of that COVID. And they said she wasn't going to make it. She's a bishop. I got my chair. I'm sitting on George Floyd Square because I'm the gatekeeper. Now, some of you understand that. But I'm praying for you, Liza, all is well. And I want to tell you, every door closed, God opened up for you. If you just take the time and let God work for you, he's going to work quick, fast, and hurry. I just want you to understand that God's going to carry you to another level. You say, well, Bishop, I don't seem like I can make it. The devil's going to tell you to miss suicide. The devil's going to, don't nobody love you, don't kill yourself. See, that's what the devil, he comes to kill himself. But the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and Lisa always said, God got me. And you got to know, when God got you, all you got to do is just look in there and say, thank you, Jesus, I made it. And you made it this far, when people fought against you, they said you weren't going to make it, they didn't help you. But God always sent a help for you. God always sent a $1 trillion flow for you. God always made a door open up for you. Huh? You know, you say, well, I got to go. Mama died. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And when I was up in Wisconsin last week, then up in Minnesota, and back in Chicago, and the storm was going, but God kept us in the land of the living. And God kept us, the doors opened up for us. And God kept us in his word. I just thank God that God's doing something for you this morning. This is March 13th, okay? And this is Archangel Michael. And the word I want to give you today, God know your name. He know where you're at, know your address. And whatever you need, God's going to give you a breakthrough. You say, well, Bishop, I got papers, I'm going to jail. That ain't so, because God can bring you. I got a young man, the Bishop, I want to come out of jail. I just keep on praying, brother. Come to find out, the boy that did the murder confessed. He walked out of jail. So I thought I'd know, but you kept telling me to keep on praying. God will open up a door for you. I want to tell you that. And I want to say, when I started, I was praying. I got your name on the prayer list. And even as you become an ancestor, that means that you got power to open up. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. I want you to be good. I want you to see the good thing. I don't want you to lay in the negative. So all is well. If I'm at this place, God's going to heal me. If God put me in a situation, that means I got some work to do. And some of you got some work to do. And you can't do it because your husband don't want to do it. You can't do it because your wife don't want to do it. You can't do it because your children don't see it. You got to do it because God gave you that assignment. And the question is, what is your assignment this morning? Your assignment to follow a man that ain't going away. You following a woman ain't going the right way. You following the children, don't care about you, just want what they can get from you. I have one young lady. The family, her children, put her in the crazy house to get her money and to get her house. You got to trust God and lean into your own understanding. Like Prophet John always said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. And once you begin to pray, God begin to send help is on its way. You might not want to hear. Some of you in your feeling, you in emotion. So, you know, don't nobody love me. Don't nobody like me. Don't nobody love me. Guess what? Don't worry about that. You just do what God signed you to do. I'm going to ask you this morning, do you know what your assignment is in this world? That I got quiet. Do you know your assignment? You know, is your assignment to take care of your grandkids? Assignment is to, is your assignment is to go out and do nothing? Is your assignment to go get drunk every night, get high, or go get some dope and cocaine? What is your assignment to the universe, to all the God of the universe? I say, to the ancestors. What is your assignment? Have you thought about your assignment? You thought about how you got here, God had kept you from cancer, high blood, tumor, God healed you when other people were taken out? Look at all them people over there in the wall. They're killing them because of two evil men fighting about materialistic stuff. Don't you get caught into that. And then when blacks were over there trying to get education, they said, well, y'all can't go because y'all black. So racism, white supremacy is real in America. It's real around the world. They told them black Africans, hey, y'all can't go. Y'all got to wait. We got to be first. Now, that's real talk. I know y'all don't want to hear that, but that's what's happening. That's some of the stuff that went on. I want you to get ready this morning for God to bless you and get ready for the door to open up for you. Your name is on the prayer list. If it ain't, we don't put it on now. Now, I'm going to pray anyway for you to get a blessing for God to open that door for you where you will be able to do something in the divine will of God. So your name is on the prayer list. And I want to thank Sister Regina. I want to thank her. And Sister Lisa, on Wednesday, we're going to get together. You tell your husband that whatever you're doing, stop doing it. On Wednesday, we're going to have Bible class. I need to do that. And I want to tell you, Pearl, I want your testimony this morning. Everybody, you know, everybody depressed because all they playing on the TV about the wall. What about healing? Oh, they bombing this in. The house bomb. The people running. They leaving. All that stuff they put. But you got to cut the TV off and go to the Bible. Psalms 119. God is telling you everything that's going on now. Huh? Telling you. And the preachers ain't talking about it. The rabbis ain't talking about it. The emails ain't talking about it. You see it on CNN, all the TV. They stopped talking about COVID. They would throw COVID down. So was it really real? Now they talking about the wall. The money supposed to go for COVID. Biden sent that money over there to Boston. Oh, this really, he dropped the money and gave 13.6 billion dollars to the people over there. But what about the people got AIDS? What about the people that's caught up now and is still fighting this, fighting about these, you know, COVID? They dropped the funds on that. You can't get no money for that no more. They moving that money somewhere else. God bless you tonight. God bless you this morning. And a lot of people going to the parade. They're going to the parade. They got the green on. And one day I'm going to do a whole story on St. Patrick and what it's all about. I'm going to help you out. St. Patrick was a black African, come from Africa. He's black. But y'all didn't know that. Look it up and see. St. Patrick was a black. And the Pope made him. Pope made him that. I was reading up on it. I just blew my mind. Sometimes you can't get people information. They ain't ready for it. Oh, he black? Yeah, St. Patrick was a black man. Amen. Don't believe it? Go to you and start looking up. They ain't told you that. And he wasn't in Ireland. He came from Africa to do a job for the Catholic Church. Now, when you ask him, I'll tell you what job. When you call me, I'm going to tell you the job he had to do. I say. Thank you, guys. I want to go. Let me see. Okay. We're having a good time, Brazilian. God bless you this morning. You got a prayer list for me?
Yes, sir. I do have the prayer list. Good morning. How are you?
I want to tell you, Ann was in the queue. Yeah, I was co-man. Ann was like, tell him, Bishop. I want to tell you all the details. Ann was there today, and she talked about you and Kit. I ain't going to tell you what she said about both of y'all. She's a one on the
okay.
left, one on the right, one down. But that's y'all personal business. I told her, she's pushing me in my ear. And, you know, and I just had a death in our family, spiritual family. And Mother Bass, she's gone on to the other side. But when I prayed for her Wednesday, Mother Bass said, Bishop, I'm ready to go. I'm all right. But you're going to pray for me. But I want her family, her daughters to know that they was there with her all the way. Miriam didn't move. The doctor said, put on her, this is not we can't home. And she left home on her way to glory. Glory, hallelujah. I just want to say to you, with all that's going on, don't lose your focus. Because God got assignment, whatever Putin doing, that's his assignment with the devil. Whatever Biden did, that's his assignment. But don't forget your assignment, what God put you to do, what God wants you to do. Glory, hallelujah. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit on your service today. I just feel something good going to happen, and somebody's going to get a breakthrough. Glory. You know, some people be down, but I want to tell you, the food, that you're going to have food. Now, let me say something before you read that prayer list. Do you have a list of prophets that I did? Did you got that list too?
I don't have it near me.
But how long it took you to get it? You ain't got to go downtown to get it.
Yeah, I do, Bishop. I have to go downtown.
Okay, but the reason I was asking that, in my prophecy in 2020, I said that would be a war. That'd be a famine. That'd be a shortage. But I'm going to tell you, you better get you some beans and cornbread, get you some greens, and go to the, and when the summer comes, go to your God. Because the stuff that, what's going on now, you got to my wife want me a turkey leg, I want me a steak, leave the cows alone, leave the chickens alone, leave the fish alone, and go direct to the vegetables. In my revelation,
well,
it's
I guess it's prophetic that you said that about the beans, because that's what I cooked yesterday for my dinner, some beans, and that's what I'm going to have today for dinner.
Well,
and I have the
green
prophecy list for 2022.
Okay, go ahead on read it.
Okay. Good day, everyone. Happy Sunday. Peace and blessings. World prophecies for 2022. There will be an awakening of the body and mind about the virus. People will realize that it is deeper than they think. There will be people bonding, coming together in unity. There will be micro machines that will hook up to a person to heal the mind, body, and the soul. There will be passengers going to space, those who can afford it. There will be cyber wars and space wars coming from different countries. Phasers will be developed that can point and destroy things. People will leave the cities and live off-grid. People from another planet will be called out or discovered. Flying cars will be available for those who can afford it. There will be more people in tune with the universe that can fight negative spirits. The virus will go away in 2022, but immunity will come with an herb from the ground. Pharmaceutical companies will be caught for not doing anything for community service. Weather is changing with more storms, floods, global warming all over the world. Government as we know it now will change to more direct connection to the communities. The UN will have different human rights violations against America for not taking care of its citizens. There will be a war in the Middle East and South Africa, a civil war. There will be a new tool found in the Valley of the Kings in Egypt. There will be a new planet, black in color, called the Dark Planet. In religion, there will be a drastic change in denominations. The churches will need to change their language to hold the people's interests. Churches will be dealing with the mind and natural healing. The church is being attacked demonically. People will learn to remote view, meditate, and astral travel in 2022 and 2023. A tomb in Egypt will uncover things we didn't know. It will revolutionize the people. It will allow people to astral travel and become clairvoyant at the same time. There will be lots of floods globally and sightings of UFOs throughout the world. There will be devastating, powerful earthquakes in California. There will be floods in Michigan. Downtown Chicago will flood underground. The Gulf areas will experience 7 key hurricanes back to back. And Chicago and Minnesota will have only a few days of blizzards, and that's it for the season. That's all for the prophecies, Bishop.
Well, I want to say that. Hey, you got it on tap. The other problem, I said wars and rumors of wars, and I didn't put that down, but I was talking about wars and rumors of wars. We're not finished with this Russia and Russian war yet. But I want you to read the prayer list. Those that went on the prayer list, I'm going to pray for you anyway.
Okay. Prayer list for March 13, 2022. Tanya Scott. Dr. Gibson, Dr. Rouse, Norman Ross, Mary Cook, Chelsea Parker, Christine Parker, Dr. Christian, the Nixon family, the Jones family, Kim Vision, Dolores Anderson, Bishop Turner, Gary Anderson, Nancy Pyle, Betty Harris, Lisa Conway, Joe Williams, Frank Cook, Lily Chandler, David McNeil, the Rouse family, James family, Rossi Cook and family, Melvin Parker, Darnett, Alicia and family, Hattie Patterson, Pam Williams, Purvis Spann and his son Dale, Sister Bailey, Betty Dukes, Pastor Etta, Carrie Nunn, my family, my mother, my parents in the spirit realm, Mary Hawkins, Mary Ripley, Mary Scott, Mary Francis, Rose Edwards, Michael Edwards, Pearl Williams, Jackie Harris, Sherry and Shirley, and all of our ancestors that are in the spirit realm, may you have a safe and very prosperous upcoming week.
God bless you. Thank you for that prayer. That's the prayer list. If we miss you, we're still praying for you. If you're on, and we're going to be praying for you all this week as we go in prayer. I thank you for that. You did it so nicely. God bless you. And I want to tell you all
is
well. Open up. Don't stop doing that. I know Ann's shouting. Look at. I'm going to leave that alone. Lord, hallelujah. You know.
Well, you're
going
to have to talk
you.
To me later, Bishop. You're going to have to talk to me later about what my mother said, okay?
I'm going to talk to you about it. You know,
okay.
I want to tell
okay,
you. God bless you. And I want to tell you, Sister Adrian, you was there with your mother, and your mother told me, the Bishop, look at Adrian and tell me what you see on her. I told her. She said, look at Miriam, tell me what you see. And I want to tell you, I want to say to that family, the Bass family, your mother was there, and let me tell you, her spirit is still around y'all, so don't be crying, because y'all did the best. I've never seen a family take care of their mother like y'all. Y'all was there every day, so all is well. And you know, and when I do the moral service for y'all, I'm gonna reach out and call and let her come and talk through me to y'all. She already told me the Bishop. You tell them they doing the right thing, and she said she was glad that somebody came from Las Vegas or some of the nephews come. She said she don't want them all there. She just want the media family. That's y'all. To do a service, y'all know that her spirit is around now. I say, I'm going to get ready my sister Mary Hawkins from Detroit to read the 23rd number of Psalms. Uh-huh. I'm going to have her to read the 23rd number of Psalms. We need to read that. And Mary, I'm going to pray for you because you had somebody in your family to die. You had, that was your niece that passed.
Yes.
I'm praying for you. There's no sorrow on earth that's going to hear. But I want to tell you, as I'm praying, I know you had a loss of death. You had three deaths in your family this year, right? Was it three?
Yes.
I want you to stay strong, and I want you in prayer to stay strong, because there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. So that makes you stronger, and that makes your children understand that it's something that you can reach out and pray. Because people call and say, I had, you know, one night you wasn't on, the lady called me from Texas. Where's the woman supposed to be reading you? She said, no, I'm sorry. The phone got messed up. And then when Renee and Regina was a little under the weather, lady called me, Pastor, you didn't read the prayer list. I said, you know, it's people listening to Mississippi, Arkansas, they be listening because they want to be up there. Bring your coffee. You ain't got to leave out the house. Bring your tea. Sit down. Drink your water. And just praise God that he brought you this far. Look around you. You know, here's a lady go get some gold and two thugs, dumb thugs, hijack her at the gas station, shoot her, don't get the car, and 10 minutes the police got her. Those kids are kids that don't look at their mama and their daddy. All the stuff that's going on, but prayer changes. And you ask God this morning, what is my assignment? What am I supposed to be doing in life? Is it going to school to get education? Is it having a nursing home? Is it trying to build something? Because God got everybody here for something. And don't let nobody tell you no. If they against you, you leave them alone. If they say, oh, no, you can't, you know, I don't care if it's your husband, you might need to get rid of him. Care if it's your boyfriend, girl. If they don't see you in a positive way, you let them go. Because God got you here on a mission. And, you know, we're traveling through the world. So if God got you on a mission, be happy. Don't be saying, because I'm saying, have no man that you hate for him to come around. Husband, boyfriend, don't have no woman you hate to see when she come, or your children. You tell them what the truth is and let it fall where it falls. Y'all believe what I'm saying? Okay, Mary, you can read 23rd number Psalm. I'm tired. I'm sorry.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy should follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you. The Lord is my shepherd. You got to know God is your shepherd this morning. You got to know that God's going to watch over you, but you got to know that you got assignment. Don't let nobody, if it's going to college, being a doctor, don't let nothing stop you. This is going out for the families that lost loved ones, and really Mother Bear and her family.
He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name.
Get ready for God to bless you in a special way. God will open that door for you because God knows where you're at. He knows your name, knows your address. So you God know what's going on with you. You know, somebody tonight, as we talk this morning, I want you to be happy. But David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I want you to get ready. Somebody said, Bishop, can I make it? You're going to make it and you're going to be all right. God know what you need. God know what you want. In all that ways, you acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Reach up for the moon. Maybe you fall on a star. You're still on high ground and say, I'm going to the next level. And I want to tell you, this morning I was getting ready to do my YouTube service. And I talked about God to God, man to man, seed to seed, money to money, miracles to miracle, healing to healing, blessing to blessing. Get ready for that blessing to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. When that blessing come, can't nobody stop it. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it still amazes me that I am your friend. Oh,
yes, Lord, that's it. I'm getting my little coffee here, my little tea here, and I want to let you know. I want to say to you that I feel that this year is going to be a year of open things up for you.
Oh, yeah.
This is Sister Jones and family. God bless you. Father God, we come this morning to bless, open up a door. Somebody needs a healing. Move cancer, cataract, tumor, high blood sugar. Started mind. Devil, loose your hope. Let them go right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we call on the Spirit of the Almighty God to move that negativity. Know yourself, be yourself, and act yourself. Right now, the young lady that called said she want to get an abortion. Touch her. The young man called said he want to park his truck because he ain't got enough money to get gas. But I'm praying that a door will open up. Those that ain't got rent money. Those that, Bishop, I don't have food, nowhere to stay. But God knows what's going on with you. And God's going to open up the door for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because he knows your name. He knows what you've been going through. I just want to share that with you that God got a blessing with your name. I want to play a little bit what we did this morning on YouTube. This what we did on YouTube for your little YouTube.
God bless. When it ain't nothing, you begin to pray. God gonna give that to you. shake down, press together, run it over. I want to say thank you, 6:38. Seek first the kingdom of God, all is right. Shake down, press together. There's a war going on, but God's going to feed you. You ain't got nowhere to say, but God's going to feed you. I want you to get ready, because God's going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. No matter the position, I need this quick. I need it quick. In a hurry. Get ready. What I need is money. Thank you.